Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, here in Spain, it's time again to talk to Brett Hansen, partner at Plevins Franks. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. It's, you know, I like this time of year. It's not too warm, not too cold.
Yes, yeah. Long way at last, eh?
So, yeah, absolutely, unless it won't last for too long.
No. Anyway, last month, the Spanish government announced its intention to end Spain's golden visa residency scheme. While this has been a popular route into the country for some non-EU nationals, it also has many critics. And so Plevins Franks' Brett Hansen, and although they're a financial advisory company as part of this, they advise UK nationals moving to Spain, and so they're very knowledgeable on the residency options here. So Brett, to start with, what is the Golden Visa scheme? Why did Spain introduce one, and how many people have obtained residency this way?
Yes, so the Golden Visa scheme, Howard, allows anyone of good character from outside of the EU to apply for residency in Spain and basically gain unrestricted access to the Schengen area of Europe. To obtain this residency, you have to purchase a property worth at least 500,000 euros or invest 2 million euros or more in either Spanish state bonds or emerging Spanish companies. The initial residency is for 2 years, and you can then renew it every 2 years if all of the original conditions are still met. And after 5 years, you can, if you wish, then apply for permanent residency. The visa was created in 2013 by the then Conservative government of Mariano Rajoy and was seen as a way of attracting badly needed foreign investment in the wake of the Eurozone crisis, which hit Spain's property sector particularly hard. Now, with regards to how many people have obtained this visa, there has been various numbers banded around, but it looks like approximately 6,200 visas were approved for investment in property from 2013 to 2023. When it launched, Howard, the early adopters were mainly Chinese and Russian investors, and certainly during the years up to 2021, the number of golden visas granted were quite low.
So why has the Spanish government now decided to abolish it? And is it still available at the moment?
Well, the current predominantly left-wing coalition government has come under increasing pressure to abolish this scheme, as it's being seen as a hurdle preventing locals accessing more affordable housing. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, recently said that the majority of visas awarded were linked to the purchase of properties in places such as Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, Malaga, Alicante, and the Balearic Islands, all areas where he feels the housing market is under enormous pressure and where it is almost impossible for people who live and work in those places and pay their taxes each day to find affordable housing. At the same time, there's also been pressure from the European Commission on EU members to clamp down on such schemes, citing security concerns, particularly since Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. For example, we've recently seen Ireland scrap its golden visa, while Portugal revised its own version of it, no longer allowing residency in exchange for property purchases. Just to answer the second part of your question, Howard, although it has been announced that this visa is to be abolished, this proposal does need to be ratified before its elimination, and the idea could be met with objections and delays. So this visa is still available and may well be at least for another 6 to 12 months.
Do you think this will have a negative impact on UK nationals moving to Spain in future?
Well, I did see in a number of British media outlets that this was being reported as the end of the Spanish dream for British buyers. And although I said records indicate that it has only been used around 6,200 times up until 2023, if you look into the numbers a bit more closely, they do indicate that whilst up to 2021, the Golden Visa wasn't used too much, and mostly by Chinese and Russians, in 2022, records indicate that just over 2,000 Golden Visas were granted in Spain. And in 2023, over 3,000 were approved. And so it does suggest that since Brexit, which prevents UK nationals from automatically moving to Spain, there has been a significant increase in the number of UK nationals who have used this scheme. But from my experience, Howard, I find an overwhelming number of UK nationals moving to Spain are doing so via other visa options.
So can you explain a little more about Spain's residence visa options, particularly for those wanting to enjoy their retirement years in Spain?
So other than the Golden Visa, there are predominantly two alternatives for obtaining a visa for UK nationals wanting to spend more than the 90 in every 180 days in Spain. There is the relatively recent introduction of the digital nomad visa for any foreigner who has the freedom to be able to work remotely and want to live in Spain, and the non-lucrative visa, which is primarily for retirees wanting to live here. For the digital nomad visa, in addition to being able to prove you can fulfill your work duties in Spain with just a laptop, phone, and internet connection, you must also have a suitable qualification or 3 years work experience. And if you are employed, the company you work for must be outside of Spain and have established for at least 1 year. If self-employed, then your contracts must have been agreed at least 3 months before making this visa application. You also need to prove a minimum level of income, which is currently just over 30,000 euros for individuals and a little over 41,000 for couples, though this income can be a combination of earnings, investment income, and savings. You must also have medical health insurance, a recently authorised medical record check, and UK and Spanish criminal record checks, which are all no more than 90 days old. And in addition to all of the lifestyle benefits that come from living in Spain, having a digital nomad visa, Howard, can also provide some interesting tax advantages. But for UK nationals who are retiring or are already retired and wanting to live in Spain, then there is the non-lucrative visa. In this case, you need to prove your ability to financially support yourself and become fiscally resident or tax resident in Spain. To obtain this visa, you need to demonstrate that you have sufficient financial resources to support yourself and any dependents without relying on the state, have suitable medical health insurance from an insurer in Spain, and again, provide medical record and UK and Spanish criminal record checks all within 90 days of the application. For UK nationals, the application for this visa has to be done through a Spanish embassy or consulate in the UK. Initially, it's for 1 year, and then you can renew this, Howard, at the Spanish Immigration Office every 2 years, so that after 5 years, you can apply as a Spanish permanent resident.
Thanks, Brett. Since we focused on legal residency this week, shall we look at tax residence next week and what people moving to Spain need to know about Spanish taxation?
Howard, I'm already looking forward to it. Of course, if in the meantime any of our listeners have any questions or would like more information on anything we discussed today, they can contact us via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Howard. Bye now.